You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later, we'll trace the history of the long-running battle between bicyclists and motorists. A Wisconsin professor and a self-described amateur cyclist goes back in time, finds that what we see maybe is modern current battles over who gets to use the road and how go back well over a century. And we're looking for your thoughts on that right now. You can head over to the Central Time Facebook page if you are a bicyclist or a motorist. Let us know your perspective. Do you think one side or the other is hogging the road, breaking the rules? Share your thoughts over at the Central Time Facebook page. Right now, the ongoing effort to complete Wisconsin's budget is going on without one key element, funding for the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. That doesn't mean the deal is done. It was just taken out of the budget to make it a little easier to pass. Here now with the latest and a look ahead at what might happen on that topic this week, we have Sean Johnson, WPR's state government reporter. Sean, always good to talk to you.
Hey, Rob.
So what happened today? I understand there was a hearing today on the arena deal.
Yeah, there's a hearing still going on as we speak right now. And this may be the only hearing that we have for this Bucks Arena proposal that was kind of re-released about a month ago, taken out of the budget more recently. And this is not a public hearing. This is a hearing where the legislature's Joint Finance Committee is hearing testimony only from proponents of the plan. That list of proponents has included the Bucks president, Peter Fagan, the Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce, and Milwaukee's mayor, Milwaukee's county executive. So they're getting that side of the story here, but this isn't a chance for the public to kind of weigh in and say, you know, keep the Bucks or tell them to hit the road or anything like that.
So it sounds like this isn't a public hearing or a hearing in the conventional sense of the word. It may be a sales pitch from the leaders who support this plan trying to get members of the legislature who weren't currently ready to vote for this?
It has that feel to it, definitely. And there are just a lot of unknowns about this Bucks plan right now. We don't exactly know what kind of timeline the Bucks are operating on. Bucks President Peter Fagan was asked to give a firm, you know, crystal clear timeline on when the state of Wisconsin needed to pass this Bucks deal so that the Bucks could break ground in a timely way and that the NBA wouldn't, you know, essentially take the franchise back and potentially move it to another city. The cities that Peter Fagan mentioned were Seattle or Las Vegas. So there's no exact firm deadline and when that needs to happen. And now that it's been taken out of the budget, legislators don't have that pressure hanging over them either. And there's also the unknown of where they're going to get the votes, because this is, now that it's not in the budget, it's no longer an issue that's going to get only Republican votes, or that majority Republicans are now trying to get Democrats to sign on to the plan. And Democrats had no hand in writing it. So pretty tricky issue here.
Now, you mentioned who's testifying, supporters, key supporters of this Bucks Arena deal, this plan. Who's the audience? Is this just joint finance members, or is it legislators at large here?
I think it's, you know, there's joint finance members are the immediate audience. They did have a chance to ask quite a few questions of the legislature's nonpartisan budget office about this plan. So it's, you know, one name I didn't mention there. They're not a proponent or opponent of this, but they know all the details. And so, you know, you learn some facts like it's going to be 13 years before this Wisconsin Center District in Milwaukee will begin to pay off the debt associated with this plan. I think the audience largely is whoever's on the fence over this Bucks plan. And so, you know, you've got the proponents of this coming forward today. I can imagine that legislative leadership wants them to kind of put their best foot forward and get those people who might be on the fence, whether they be Republican or Democrat.
Talking to WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson about the latest, the ongoing saga of the Milwaukee Bucks arena funding plan. It's out of the budget, but still in the legislature, trying to make the case, hearing today with supporters of the proposed deal with lots of public financing. You can share your thoughts, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Are you hoping that the Bucks stay in Wisconsin? What's it worth to you? Is some public financing worth it to keep the team around or not? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Sean, remind us, how much money are we talking coming from the public at various levels, state, county, and city?
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you stop counting. I mean, the basic initial investment from the state and the city of count, or excuse me, the state and the county, is $55 million from the state, $55 million from the county. With interest, that'll grow to $80 million for the state and $80 million for the county. The county is going to get its share of that money by having the state collect debt that the county can't collect right now. So that is another very, you know, unusual piece of this financing plan that some people are skeptical about. Then you've got this Wisconsin Center District, which is currently operating a convention center in Milwaukee based on a variety of tourism taxes. The Wisconsin Center District was not represented today. They have a $93 million principal investment in this Bucks plan. With interest, their share of this will grow to $217 million. So that's a huge piece of this plan. That's where the actual taxes are associated with this plan. But you didn't have anybody from the Wisconsin Center District testifying today.
We'll go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Ralph is on the line in Milwaukee. Ralph, hi.
Good afternoon. I would like to comment that I don't think citizens, City of Milwaukee, County of Milwaukee, State of Wisconsin should pay a penny for this facility. For people who are almost billionaires and can afford to do this on their own penny, there's no reason to spend taxpayer money when, well, we've got the Milwaukee Miller Park over here that we're still paying for, and that's a 20-year-old issue. So,
Ralph, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, this is an argument that we're hearing from some Republicans and some Democrats. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean, the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks are among the wealthiest people in the world, according to Forbes magazine. So they likely, if they pooled their resources, certainly could build this on their own. And so I guess the case then that they make is that, well, in other states, you know, the state or the government share of an arena has actually been bigger. And so we're presenting you with the bargain here, Wisconsin. We're going to cover half of these costs. We're going to cover the cost overruns. This is actually a pretty good deal as it compares to other arena financing deals around the country. If you don't compare it to those other deals around the country, though, and if you just kind of look at the principle of the thing, you do have, in the end, the, you know, three units of government here that are paying for half of an arena, and the, you know, the people who are going to primarily benefit from it are already very wealthy.
The governor and other people who signed on to this deal and its release, their motto was something like cheaper to keep them. Who do they have to persuade that that's true in the legislature to get this vote? Because it doesn't sound like it's necessarily going to be a straight-up Republican majority pushing this through.
Yeah, you have not heard, at least I didn't hear when I was in there, the phrase cheaper to keep them was not resurrected today. So
okay.
that may be something that they've moved beyond. They're not making a very romantic pitch, though. I mean, they're not trying to say, you know, at least the governor's office hasn't been trying to say that this is going to make Wisconsin a shining city on the hill. Their entire pitch has been just look at the financial aspects of this, that you are going to lose tax revenue if the Milwaukee Bucks leave town. And those player salaries upon which we're collecting income taxes right now, the executive salaries, those all go away. And so their pitch all along has been that you know, you just got to look at that as the money we would lose, and that's the reason that you should support the Bucks deal. That the governor's office has is going to have a hard time selling that to every legislator, though. I mean, today Representative Dean Knutson was talking about that, and some of the revenue projections associated with this deal is fuzzy math. He said they're hocus pocus,
wow.
wild-eyed optimism, and that's a Republican member of the legislature's budget committee. So not everyone's going to be on
right.
board with this.
More to come on that, Sean. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, Rob.
It's WPR's own Sean Johnson talking about the Milwaukee Bucks funding deal.